We're looking at the fourth chapter, the fourth piece of Pritzadik on Purim. In these editions, it's the bottom of Reish Tzadi Beis Aleph. Reish Tzadi Beis on the bottom, column Aleph. Inyan, Masha Amru, Mesamech Geula LeGeula Adif. We have this famous, this well-known Gemara that says that in the case of two Adars, so we mark Purim in Adarsheni so that it's closer to the Geula of Pesach. The Geula of Purim then is brought closer to the Geula of Pesach, rather than if you would have had it in Adarishan, it would be 2 months away instead of a month away. Vahainu, Geulas Mitzrayim leGeulas Purim. So he's going to explain why it's so important to join them together. They are virtual opposites, but they are, on the other hand, the bookends of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken care of Klal Yisrael and in which way he takes care of Klal Yisrael when we need redemption. Who? The Geulas Mitzrayim Haya Roish Shel Kol Hanisim. Geulas Mitzrayim is the first, the leading ness, the template for all redemption. It was also the beginning of the revelation of Kedushas Am Yisrael in the world. It was Nisim Niflois Gluyim. All of them open miracles, obvious miracles, for all the world to see. Shehashem Yisbarach Bachar Banu La'am. Va'asa nisim niglim. Shehem chutz l'derech ha'tevah. He did open virtual miracles, clearly, overtly, miraculous changes of the nature of the world, contravention of nature. U'kamei she'nemar, shamu amim yirgozin chil ochaz yesh v'peloshes. The whole world heard about it, and they trembled, because they who knew that we had been promised Eretz Canaan understood they were next. That was the first geula. Amnam. Nes Purim. Nikra Saif Kol HaNisim. It's the end of all Nisim. The Gemara in Yoma says that that's the last of the Nisim. Now, of course, the Gemara then asks, but how about the Nes of Hanukkah? The Gemara says, it's the last Nes. Purim is the last Nes. Shenitnu l'chtoiv. Last one to be included in Tanakh. To be included in the books of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim.
The Megillah.
The last Nes to be included in Tanakh.
So why wasn't Hanukkah included in Tanakh?
Because that period of Nevuah had come to a close. So it was up to Chachameinu Zal to recognize that that miracle, which was more of an open miracle than Esther, deserves to be marked with the mitzvahs and the celebrations of Hanukkah. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, yes, I've done miracles for you, and because I've done miracles for you, I will have this become a part of your 24 books of Tanakh, that closes, that comes to an end with Esther. Mipnei shehakol hayu behester gadol. It's so different from Mitzrayim. But it's the last of miracles because it was with the least obvious change from the norm. Without contravention of nature. It was behester. It was hidden miracles. It was cloaked in what could seemingly be just the natural order of things, just the circumstances of events. Shal yedei siba, shalakach achashverosh es Esther, through that which Vashti was done in. Achashverosh has a pageant. He chooses Esther, v'nosa chein be'enov, and he finds favor, or she finds favor in his eyes, and he takes Esther as his queen. Al yedei zeh, pala through that she was in position to achieve lahachnia es Haman, to bring down Haman ulanaseh es Hayehudim. That puts her in position to bring down Haman, to save and to even improve the position of Am Yisrael throughout Sheva ve'Esrim u'Meya Medina. It's just, that's what happened circumstantially. It does not overtly say to us, it's a miracle. V'zeh she'amru. This is what Chazal mean when they say, Esther min ha'Torah minayin, Gemara in Chulin, says, is there a remez in the Torah itself to Esther? And the Gemara answers, V'anochi haster astir panai. In the worst of times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will hide my face from you. You will not see me. You will sense none of my presence, nothing of my aspect. It'll be as if I'm not with you. It'll be as if I don't exist. And that is what the Bnei Yisrael experienced when they partook of the Seudas Achashverosh, the Mishta of Achashverosh, described in the beginning of the Megillah. When then Haman, a few years later, was able to promulgate a decree to destroy all of Yehudim, Inar v'adzokim taf v'noshim b'yom echad, it appeared to us as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left us. He is completely oblivious to us. He has turned away from us. He is hiding his face from us. That is the ultimate in Golos. That's why it's described that way in the Torah. That when that terrible time of Golos comes, Anochi haster astir panai, I will completely hide my face. Now it says haster astir, which is not just for emphasis. As the holy Svarim tell us, al pasuk zeh, on this pasuk of Anochi haster astir, she'ikir ha'yirido shel ha'odom hu, that the worst part of being brought low, when a person is not worthy, the least worthy individual is one who kasha ne'la mimenu zois shehu behester upon him. He does not even realize. It is hidden from him and he is not given to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer with him. Not so much that he doesn't care, but that he's not able to see that. He doesn't understand the circumstances he's in. He's so bewildered that he does not even come to recognize that this is Hester upon him. Hashem hides the hiddenness and obfuscates matters so that the people or the individual doesn't even realize, don't you see, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, hiding from you because he is saying, why won't you look for me? Why won't you seek me out? V'zeh she'nemar v'anochi haster astir she'yastir ha'hester panim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hide the fact that he is hiding. And that means that the person goes about unawares of his own situation, unawares of that which is the severity of the distance he has caused, the severity and the miles he has brought between himself and the Borei Olam. That's how far gone you are. You don't even realize that you are in a state of Hester Panim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned from you. You're oblivious to it until something happens, or in this case, a decree of Haman and Achashverosh. And then there is an awakening and a realization that there's Hester Panim. We're gone. Hashem's not with us. He's hiding his face from us. That's why we've been called to the slaughter. We've been given over to slaughter because it's Hester Panim. V'zeh ha'yikar neis Purim. That's the neis of Purim. The neis of Purim is that there were circumstances so severe brought about to a people so far away We were at the lowest level spiritually. When we realized that this was ultimate hestapanim, if we are given over to the slaughter, if we are going to be in one day completely obliterated in a genocidal act of mass murder, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned away. That is why we're done. We're finished. Kasher hirgishu Yisrael sha'imdim betachlis ahester, kemei shenemar, evel gadoy la Yehudim. It was a time of avelus, tzayim, u'pchi, u'mispeit, fasting, crying, eulogy. It was finished. We were over it. We were done. And we saw it and we understood it. Now, when you have avelus, that means there is a mess. There's a corpse. So we understood. We're finished. We understood that we not only were going to be corpses, but that we were spiritually corpses, so God turned away from us. If there's hesped and avelus, that means, that indicates, al dvar shenechlat b'das ha'adam. That means the person knows it's over. When the person is not quite sure, or something still hints at life, then the person is not able to say it's over. He's not able to sit shiva. He's not able to begin the process of mourning. We were in mourning because we knew we're done. Shekvar avda tikvasai. A person in avelus has lost life. That's it. Their loved one is gone. Ukeinyan avel vehesped al meis. She'ein oifel lahachzirai. When it says that Bnei Yisrael were in a state of avel, Evel gadol la'yehudim. It uses that word to indicate that we saw ourselves as if we were corpses. We were dead. The nation is done in. And with finality. Because that's what an avel is. An avel is one who has definitively lost the life they once had as a relation. Through this that they realized, we're finished. Hashem has turned away from us. And therefore, we are hefker. It's open season on the Jews. Why? Because Hashem's not here to protect us. He's turned away from us. By recognizing that this was a case of Hester Panim, we were able then with Shuva Shalema to turn the times of Evel into Yom Tov. But it was Hester Panim that we did not even realize was Hester Panim until the decree. So what he's saying is that the decree itself was such a blessing. That's one of the reasons he discusses this elsewhere in greater depth, why it's called Purim. Because the Pur was a geirel. A geirel means it's a toss-up. Chance. There's no divine guidance to this. There's no Yad Hashem here. And the Pur, the geirel, fell against us that we should all be slaughtered on a particular day. Now, why would you want to call the holiday when we're saved, Purim, when that was the means through which they chose the day to destroy us? So one part of the answer is, because that's the means through which they wanted to find the date. And because it was truly that Am Yisrael was thrown out. There was no one watching. And we realized it. That was the beginning of the Geula. The fact that we came to the realization that we were now vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis us, it was Hester Panim. We didn't even realize it. We didn't realize that it's what the Torah describes as something in the ultimate of Teichacha. Not that I'm doing it. I'm letting others do it. I'm leaving you to the whim of the Rishayim of this world, whatever they wish they can do, because I'm turning away. What caused us to realize that was the quote-unquote happenstance of a geirel, which has no rhyme or reason, which indicates that there is no heavenly guidance, no providential work going on here. It's whatever Haman wants. It's whatever Haman chooses. That realization gripped us, and it awakened something in us. It caused us to see, oh, now we see it. This is Hester Panim. And that was the beginning of the Yeshua. And that was the beginning of turning their pur, nepach, pur of Haman lepurenu, meaning it became a good time for us and not a good time for Haman. A time for our salvation, not a time of our ruin. So what he's saying is that the very fact that this decree was of such traumatic finality and of such complete genocidal end of Am Yisrael, that caused us to realize, oh, this is Hester Panim. That's what this is. We've been abandoned, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned away. That's why we're done in. We're finished. Recognizing Hester Panim is the beginning of being able to bring Hashem back. If you don't even know that He's turned away, you're not looking for Him. You're not seeking Him out. When you realize He's turned away, so then you are aware of the fact that you have gone so far away, that He has turned so far away. So this is so different from Geulas Mitzrayim. It's the virtual opposite. In Geulas Mitzrayim, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing out Am Yisrael with Nisim Geluyim. And here, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu causing us to bring ourselves back to Him through ultimate hiddenness of God. The hiddenness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the causal nexus of the issue, because it causes us to realize this is Haster Astir. We didn't realize that it's Hester Panim, and now we do. So they are the beginning and the end of Nisim. The Nisim Geluyim on the one hand, and the Nisim that are not only not visible to us, but they are actually going to begin with Hashem's hiddenness waking us up. V'zehu sha'amru. This is what the Gemara Megillah says. Rabbi Yochanan said on the Pasuk, Zachar chazdai v'emunase lebeis Yisrael, ro'u kolav she'aretz eis yeshuas elokeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings and remembers the kindness and how He wishes to be the trustworthy one to take care of us. Ro'u kolav she'aretz. All those in the farthest reaches of the planet, the farthest reaches of the world, and Ephes means the zeros, meaning the people who are least worthy, the people least attuned to watching and appreciating God, they all see Yeshua Salakenu. So you might think the simple pshat is that this expression, Afsi Aretz, means the people who are farthest away from Hashem, who are Gentiles. People who are not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not His people. No. Vein hamachuvin. So Rabbi Yochanan says this was bimei Mordechai v'Esther. Ro kol afsi ardes es Yeshua salakenu, that the farthest people away, at the farthest reaches of the planet, all saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work to save Am Yisrael, they saw Hashem's salvation of Bnei Yisrael. That was in the days of Mordechai v'Esther. That was the fulfillment of that pasuk in Tehillim Tzadik Ches. Ve'ein ha'mechuvin b'mashe nemer ro'u kol avsi aretz al umas ha'olam. Don't think that that pasuk means that the people farthest away who recognized and saw that it was Hashem's Yeshua's for the sake of Am Yisrael, that it was non-Jews. No. Dehem leiro is Yeshua Selekeinu. They did not see Yeshua Selekeinu. They did not appreciate it and recognize it. Kevin Shoyim Meluvush Karev leDerech HaTeva, because it was all cloaked in what seemed to be Derech HaTeva. Oh, Haman fell out of favor, and a decree, instead of having the Jews destroyed, they will be allowed to defend themselves, because Haman, who had originally contrived of this entire plot to have the Jews killed, he fell out of favor, so the opposite has happened. The king has allowed the Jews to rise up and defend themselves. That's all it looks like. Kiniskalel, as we mentioned before, it doesn't seem to be Yeshua Hashem. Now you'll ask, but it says in the Megillah that so many people all clamor to become Jews. No, he answers, look, it doesn't say that Misyahadim because they saw the miracle. It doesn't say Misyahadim because they saw Yeshua as Hashem and believed in Hashem. It says, Kinafal Pachad Yehudim Aleihem. They saw that the Jewish people are going to be taking revenge, that they can be fearsome warriors, and that they're going to be the winning team. So people said, I want to be on the winning team. But it wasn't that they wanted altruistically to become Jews. Therefore, he says, "Rak hamuchuven ro kol afsi aretz al Yisrael." That pasuk, when we're dayrushit, and Rabbi Yochanan says this happened in the times of Mordechai v'Esther, he means ro kol afsi aretz the Yidden, the Jewish people who were farthest away, al Yisrael shehayu oz betachlis hashiflus. They were in the lowest possible state, acculturation. They were the farthest they could ever be from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Baha Hester, the lowest state in Hester Panim, ad afse aretz, so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they wouldn't even realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had turned away from them. V'daika al yedei zeh, specifically through this, by being finally awakened to the fact that they're so far away, and hence they are being decreed upon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned away. Ro as Yeshua Selekeinu. Mitoich HaHester HaZeh Daika. Because of the fact that it got so bad, and they had no other way to explain it but to realize, to, as we say in Yiddish, to chop themselves, to grab hold of themselves and say, oh, now we realize what this is. This is Hester Panim. This is some unusual time. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letting things happen, but he is turning away. He's not even involved. Whatever happens will happen without HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopping it. The providential hand has been withdrawn from us. And that is Hester Panim. When we realize that, then we make our way back to Hashem. And now he says something very important. V'inyan zeh misnoitzeitz b'chol shana b'yimei Purim. B'yimei Purim nisvada l'chol prate nafshes Yisrael. These days of Purim are a time when every one of us, every nefesh in Klal Yisrael, kol mi sheyadea nigei levavoi, anyone who wants to and does come to know some of the blight, some of the stain, some of the nega, some of the impurity of his own or her own heart. Echub shefal hamadrega. If a person senses and is honest enough with him or herself to realize that in certain ways I'm so not holy, I'm so not high, but rather I'm in the opposite way, I'm so really lowly. And now he feels bitter because of it and regrets it. This time of Purim is a time where that recognition will have a strong and powerful effect in his heart. That fact that he can be so honest with himself and come to understand how low he has sunk, that will be now, because it's Purim, the beginning of his turning around, and instead of being embittered for having been so far from Hashem for so long, he'll have the great joy that will be engendered in his return to Hashem, in his own kimu v'kiblu, kimu mashe kiblu kvar. So that Purim becomes a time of tremendous surge of the hearts of Klal Yisrael back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because he says it's a time where, just like for the Eden in Shushan Habira and throughout the Sheva of Esther Mimea Medina, they had a realization, oy, how far away we have moved, how far away we've moved. And that moves them back to come back, to surge back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to achieve Geula in joy. The same thing is possible for us every Purim, this time in Adar. The Simcha of Adar is that a person can, if he wishes to see, and is honest enough to see, some lowliness, some imperfection, that can be so then turned around that the bitterness of knowing and feeling that imperfection will be turned into the joy. It'll be for the person a turnaround of an ahafaychu spiritually, and the person will go miyagain l'simcha.
This turnaround, was it, you know,